It's 12:51.
Should this be happening? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. This may not in fact be it, but could this be what it looks like? No one can draw a direct link from man-made carbon dioxide to that most unusual storm that put 2 million people in the dark.
There's no light yet at the end of the tunnel or at the end of the hall either, more than 3 days after a most unusual storm.
No one can prove that too much greenhouse gas is the reason Colorado's burning.
There isn't a house standing in this entire area. Total destruction and just rubble.
But scientists like Jonathan Overpeck at the University of Arizona have said for years that heat waves, droughts, storms, and wildfires are exactly what global warming would be expected to cause. And that's why he thinks we ought to at least have a plan B if it gets out of control. I have to say, this eruption of hot weather is a little surprising because so many commentators have pronounced it a big con.
It's a big con to say we know that this is a big problem.
Because we're pretty sure America is far too powerful to succumb to the forces of nature. And yet the month of June set 3,215 daily high temperature records. And last week, 113 million people were under extreme heat advisories. Now, I'm the last person to suggest global warming has anything to do with this. Maybe it's the Higgs boson. Maybe it's all a crock. I'm just saying, if it turns out not to be a crock, we just got a taste of the downside. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.